You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
How does this song for bumper music not make you just smile?
I know, I feel like we're talking about happiness, and this just kind of makes you feel happy as you're do-do-do-do-do, making your little morning coffee and starting your day.
Who can't smile when they see Herbie? Right? So we saw this story and we had to chuckle about it. I guess they broke the news about this at the World Happiness Summit in Miami. Did you know there was a World Happiness Summit?
I did not.
Why weren't you there is what I want to know. Why weren't you at the Happiness Summit?
If you show up grumpy, do they pummel you?
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
Get him!
Rip the badge off your shoulder. There's a university in New Jersey, Centenary University, and they announced that what they're doing is they are unveiling a new college degree you can get. You know how Dom Testa feels about
don't
college
get him started.
Degrees.
Easy to let's tiptoe into this. Back away slowly.
All I love is when universities make my point for me. So thank you very much. Anyway, they have unveiled that you can now get a master's degree in happiness studies.
Ding! Sparkly teeth. What is that going to cost you?
Look,
I'm just saying.
I'm putting my hands up. Like
you could do a week's worth of like happiness podcasts, probably for the same thing. You know.
What
about a bunch of those like self-help happiness podcasts?
Oh yeah,
listen to those for a week. It'll save you thousands of dollars instead of getting this degree. School of Greatness. It's a great.
There's a whole bunch of books out, you know, that'll teach you how to be happy. I don't know. Can you read? Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Just this is interesting. Can you read or listen to a podcast or take a college course and actually learn how to be happy?
Probably. I would think so.
Why do you say that, though?
Yeah, you know, they'll make it change your outlook on things. I mean, you're taking classes to become a doctor or to be better a public speaker or to be a firefighter. Why can't they teach you to be happy?
I'm skeptical. Because I come from the school of thought that it is life experiences that teach you how to be happy. I don't know that you can get a book, and I know I'm...
Well, it's books on perspective, probably. And
maybe I'm damaging the self-help book industry by
you know,
saying
journaling,
this,
but they'll make you start journaling, you know, and, you know, it's the whole changing little things in your life to kind of improve your mood.
Here's what I will say, is I'm open to the idea. I said I'm skeptical. I didn't say I completely shut my mind to it. I'm skeptical, but I could be convinced that you can learn how to be happy.
Sometimes it's a wiring thing. Yeah, you're just sometimes wired to be a grump arse, you know, and that's how you're going to be, and you're not going to change, you know.
But then again,
I've wired to be cynical and sarcastic, and it's very hard for me to be serious sometimes. So it's like maybe I need classes on how to be a little more serious and compassionate.
I guess the reason I think that it's life experiences, and by the way, we're opening the phones on this. If anybody wants to call in and talk about happiness studies, the reason I lean towards that is because my father, who was always a joker of sorts, a practical joker, great, great sense of humor. But in terms of actually being happy, I never really felt like he turned the corner on complete happiness until he had reached a certain stage in his life where I just noticed him in a better mood all the time and always happy.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's not the accumulation of life experience that you stack one on top of the other. Because just reading a book that says you need to be happy, I'm like, really?
Well, I'm sure there's techniques and things within that book to help you achieve happiness, you know, whether it's meditation or yoga or nutrition, blah, blah,
blah.
Well,
let me ask you, with this university, would you be happy if you fall $50,000 in debt with student loans?
No,
to get
that doesn't
degree?
Make you happy at all. I would like to see a list of the classes that they're actually teaching, what the curriculum is for them to accomplish this happiness. I love. There's a picture of it. I think we might have posted it on our Facebook yesterday where the guy's standing there like shaking another guy's hand with a big old smile on his face like, ha-ha, I graduated. I'm so happy. But yeah, I don't know if there was a list of the classes in there.
Here's what I know. In
I skimmed
the 12
it.
Days after they made the announcement, 86 people had applied for the program.
And I guess, what do you do with that degree? You go into
it says here the
like
predominantly
PR,
online
or?
Curriculum will incorporate psychology, philosophy, neuroscience, economics, theology, literature, music, and other disciplines, and explore spiritual, physical, intellectual, relational,
wow.
relational, and emotional well-being.
Honestly, it sounds like you're going to make you a pretty darn well-rounded person, honestly.
Honestly,
I mean, all of that's like very broad. I mean, you're gonna kind of be an expert in a bunch of different areas.
What a racket! what a flipping racket!
What do you do with that?
That
degree?
People said, take my money.
What do you do with that though? It's so broad that you don't have like one focused, specialized. I guess your focus is happiness.
Well, I suppose you could go into social work because social workers are important people, and
they are.
They do make a difference in other people's lives, but do you need a happiness degree? Again, can you teach happiness?
I don't know.
Let me ask our listeners this.
I just want to know what people are happy about.
How about if we shift gears and we say, call us and tell us the little thing that makes you happy?
I love that.
The
I
little
love
thing,
it.
And it can't be. Hey,
let's
fine.
Not do. Let's
we
not do kids.
Lottery.
Let's
no.
not do kids and pets. That's the kind of a given.
Too obvious.
Too obvious, but it needs to just be little snippets
things.
Of your life. When we posted this earlier, a couple people did already comment. Like Danielle said, the cool side of my pillow. Yes, universally, I think that makes a lot of people pretty happy.
That can make you happy, I
Lindsay
guess.
Said quesadillas.
Who can argue with that?
That makes me happy just reading that. And then, of course, Katie says just coffee in the morning by herself. So... That's happy, a little
oh,
quiet
now, see,
time.
That's a solid answer.
It's alone time. You're alone with your thoughts. Nobody's nagging you.
And your coffee.
And coffee, come on. So calls and comments, right? You can comment on our Facebook, send us a Facebook message, or call us. It's the little things that make you happy.
My three are a really, really good old-fashioned. When you find a bartender who can make a killer old-fashioned, total happiness. Hiking alone.
Ooh.
Brings me joy. I like going on hikes with people. I do, yeah. But there's something also special about hiking alone in the woods or in the mountains. Love it. And number three, getting into bed.
Yep. That's a biggie.
After a long day, just
crawling
grab
in
my
there.
iPad and get into bed.
There you go.
I love it. We're looking for the little things. We're saying no pets or kids.
No.
We're not going to do that. Other little things. Tony, what do you got?
I'm going to put out my morning burrito.
Yeah, you like eating your morning burrito, huh?
Yeah.
What's in it? What's it stuffed with?
Yeah, it's got chorizo, sausage, bacon.
Whoa.
It's called the Big Papa.
Oh, man. I got to have
The name
one.
Of that just makes me happy.
Hey, I got to ask quickly because we got to move through these calls, but I have to ask you quickly. They don't overdo the potato in it, do they?
Oh, no. It's
too much meat in there.
Forward. It's good.
A lot of meat.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's good,
buddy. You got us off and flying. Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day, all right, man?
Awesome. Sounds good. Have a good day.
Thank you.
I'll give you another quick
man.
Food one that came in on Facebook. Kanisha says, when I put pickle chips on my sandwiches.
Yes.
Get that crunch, and it tastes like pickles.
That's solid.
Yes, for the win.
Hello, Allison. We're looking for the little things. We don't need to get a college degree in happiness. We just need more of what?
A full tank of gas.
Oh, that is happiness. You know, you can go just a little while before you have to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you get in your car, maybe you haven't been out in a couple of days in your car, and you get in the car and you look down and you're thinking, oh, it's probably like a quarter of a tank, and you see that it's between three quarters and full.
That's a good feeling. And you're like,
oh,
all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The little thing.
What kind of car are you driving, Allison?
I have a Mercedes SUV.
Oh, so that's a guzzler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
Oh, but it rides so smooth,
so
Allison.
Good.
So
pretty.
Smooth.
It is pretty.
And it's pretty.
Oh, you fancy.
Have a great day, Allison. Thank you.
You too.
Here's another car one that came in online. Devin says, drooling over Vin Diesel in the Fast and Furious movies.
Okay. We'll allow that.
Yeah, we'll allow that. He's a good looking guy.
Sure, that brings happiness.
I'll give you a fancy one, too. Danielle says, my new Louis Vuitton purse. I like to show it off to my friends and make them feel jealous.
I wonder how much that costs.
Those are not cheap.
You can buy happiness, you know.
Yeah,
look, buy Louis
right
Vuitton. You're buying some happiness there.
My, oh my.
Who's next in line? That's Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Super.
What's the little thing that brings you joy and happiness?
Okay, so you're driving down the road. I know this might be bending the rules a little bit, but you see a dog's head sticking out of the car and his ears flapping in the wind. You just have to smile.
You do. Because, you know, the way the wind is hitting their face, too, it looks like they're smiling.
Right.
They're just so happy.
We will allow that one because it's not you calling in and saying, my puppy. You're talking about seeing other dogs.
Yeah.
We'll allow
exactly,
that.
Yeah,
right.
We'll let you through.
Right.
You're a rock star. Have a great day, Kathleen.
Thanks. You guys, too.
See you later.
Thanks for being on the show. Oh, Guinevere, welcome.
Hi.
Hey.
What do you got for me?
I'm actually a medical care worker, and I have to say, when people know how to read their insurance card, it's actually pretty great.
That makes
the
you happy.
Highlight of my work day.
Oh,
you don't have to ask
fantastic.
As many questions, right?
Oh, that's
right,
great.
Right.
That's really good.
We like it. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
Here's a tree on Facebook. She says, when my boyfriend shaved his mullet last week, made me very happy.
Perfect.
And I will give you two more that came in on Facebook that are school related. Samantha says, when my kids are at school and I don't have to hear about Pokemon for 5 hours,
that can
makes
you
me
relate,
very happy.
Jared?
I can so relate, man. And then Jenna, I like this one. She says, when I quit the PTA yesterday, no more school drama for me. Happy, happy, happy.
Oh, my God. I heard from somebody like 2 years ago, a friend of a friend, who said that when they quit their HOA board.
Oh, yeah. That's a good feeling when you can walk away.
Yeah, they walked away. They're like, I'm off the board, and I don't have to take anybody's crap anymore.
Our HOA president sounds like he wants to retire, and guess who he's pushing for taking over?
Nicole?
Me. And Nicole, he kind of wants like a joint thing, but yeah, I don't think
drunk.
So.
You'll be so drunk with power.
I don't think that's happening.
You'll be insufferable.
No, I don't want it.
God. Time for one more on the phone. Karen, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're happy.
What makes me happy, I am driving west north, and I'm looking west, and I see a beautiful rainbow. Oh, my gosh, it's incredible.
A rainbow.
Anyway, that's one thing. But the number one thing that really makes me happy in the spring and summer is seeing a tree that has brand new buds on it and the leaves.
Oh,
come out.
You just gave me goosebumps.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, just 2 days ago, there was a big blue heron, because we have a little creek behind the house. And there was a blue heron that was walking down the creek, right?
What?
So I grabbed the binoculars that we keep by these big windows that face out back, and as I was trying to find the heron, I stopped because instead the binoculars were pulling up all these little buds on the ends of all the branches.
Oh my.
And it was just, like you said,
you're
Karen, I was
make
like,
Karen flip out here, buddy.
That's the sweetest thing.
Imagine if you caught a blue heron flying under a rainbow.
Oh, my God.
About 2 years ago, I heard this weird noises, and I thought, what in the world is that? My son was out in the driveway doing something. He said, Mom, come out, come out. And we looked up, and there is a whole herd, well, a flock, of herons. They are flying in a spiral motion going up, and they were all making their funny little noises. I've never seen anything like that. And
as herons are majestic. They're like dinosaurs, man. It's fantastic. Karen,
thank you,
got
to
run. Thanks for a great call.
Eyes on the road, Karen.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Don't keep looking at that rainbow. All right.
You know what? Just listening to these people express happiness made me happy. I don't need to pay $20,000 for a college
course.
Not at all.
I hope everybody got a little joy out of that this morning.
And at least, you know, hopefully it made you think about the little things
yeah.
that make you happy.